This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. This week, the National Institutes of Health tests a vaccine on humans scientists hope will prevent Ebola. That disease has killed more than 1,500 in West Africa. 20 human subjects volunteered to participate in the Phase 1 clinical trial taking place in suburban Maryland. Global health officials would love nothing more than to see an Ebola vaccine that works. And there are all kinds of reasons a company would want to invest in developing an Ebola vaccine. Not all of them have to do with the bottom line. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta reports.
There is a market for an Ebola vaccine now, but it's small, and Ebola isn't a disease that keeps popping up.
It's not all about economics.
Dr. Carlos Del Rio is the chair of the Department of Global Health at Emory University. He says developing the vaccine is also about building good PR for a company.
There's a value to that publicity, right?
Right, says Kenneth Caton. He's director of the Center for Drug Development at Tufts University. But he says there's also the potential for a huge payoff. Think of it as a pharmaceutical version of cap and trade.
A program that the FDA put in place several years ago gives a priority review voucher to any company that's developing a product for a neglected or tropical disease.
Diseases like Ebola. That pharma company can sell the voucher to another drug maker. The golden ticket gets the purchaser a fast track to federal regulators for any other drug in its portfolio. One voucher recently sold for more than $67 million. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.